Dub CNN hooked up with the producer day one. What's going on with you, man?
What up, man? What's cracking?
Not much. You know, for those that don't know you, can you give a little introduction to who day one is?
Shit, who am I? A new producer coming up out of the West Coast. Daily focused on, like, this music and grinding out, getting to the masses. You know, I previously worked on a few projects with everybody reaching from CPO to Rocket to Tajay, Bishop Lamont, Glasses Malone. Any of those names sound familiar, then they may have heard my sound before.
Okay, where are you from?
I'm from Hawthorne, California.
Okay. And you've been pretty busy this year. Who have you been working with? Which projects have we heard you on?
This year I did I was on the Mizza and Butch Cassidy record that dropped, the Back Before You Lonely.
Yeah.
I did a couple works on there. I did a few works on there. The Rockets. Well, almost all the Rockets mixtapes I've been on. The Colors. I was on the Colors mixtape. I did two on there. I mixed like three joints on there for him. I was on the Hot Box for Tajay, the Hot Box Volume 1.
Right.
I was on the CPO Angel Dust. I executive produced that. The Little Band 2020 Vision, I executive produced that and did like three tracks on there. The Noni Spitz, WIMS Radio. I've been, man, pretty much all over the place, man. Just working, really. Working.
Okay. And Tajay's single, House Shoes, got some airplay. Tell us about that song.
Yeah, the House Shoes record, man, was actually kind of crazy because, like, he came to me with this idea, this record. Actually, him and Mike Anthony was just joking one day, like, joking around, like, man, you always wearing house shoes, you need to do a song about house shoes. And so, yeah, Mike Anthony pretty much, like, gave Charlie the idea, and he was like, you know what, I'm going to stick with that, I'm going to run with that. And he came with me, sat down, had the sample. He wanted me to, like, kind of flip, like, the old Corrupt verse from the Doggy Dog world. You know, I had to kind of, like, change it up a little bit, but sat right there, man, and just constructed it, and, like, within a week, 2 weeks later, it was on the air. It was on the radio, which was crazy. It's like pretty much took on a life of its own.
Okay.
It was pretty dope. It was kind of unexpected, but, you know, it's kind of like Just Do, in a sense.
Right.
Like, me previously helping other artists and getting other artists to the radio and getting their spuns on, it was only right to get, like, you know what I mean? Something cracking for my team, so.
Definitely.
I guess it was just like Just Do, like inevitable.
Right, and you know, so what's next for you and Tajay? What can we hear from you?
Next for me and Tajay, we're wrapping up the Hot Box Volume 2. The second hit, which should be done, is going to be hosted by DJ Warrior, Cali Untouchables. He's gonna go ahead and host that. That should be out within, I would say, 2 to 3 weeks. It should be pretty much done. It's going to be like a joint venture between our company, me and Tajay Company, LNS Entertainment, in conjunction with Baby Ree, with the Mrs. Company. So we're going to partner up and, you know, get that project to the streets and see how people react to it. House Shoes is going to be on the record. It's a pretty dope project, actually. It's pretty dope. You're going to have appearances from producers like me, Khalil, Jay Thrill, Diverse. It's a lot of fresh stuff on that record. I actually like it. It's going to be pretty hot.
It's a mixtape, though?
This is just a mixtape, right. The album is coming right after that. And it's even some stuff that's going to be on the album that should have been on the tape because it was so hot, but it was like, nah, we got to hold this back for the record. So it's going to be pretty interesting, man. So that's what's next up for me and Tajay. You're going to see that hitting pretty soon, very soon. I think a few songs have already, like, leaked out, like, online and stuff here and there. A couple of stuff has leaked out from you guys and doing the Zombie Radio. So
okay.
Stay tuned. They're going to get a bar of that. It's going to be real fun.
What equipment do you use when you make beats?
Me, I'm a, man, tell you the truth, I'm a hardware dude. Like, I like using, like, I use the MP, I use the Triton, the Motif, the Phantom, the MoFat, I got a Nord. I don't really, like, too much deal with the software programs, not to knock them, but I just can't really get into it, into using, like, Reasons. Not that I can't, but just because I feel more at ease using, like, hardware equipment, so. You're going to hear a little MP, a little SP-12 if I can get my hands on it. You know what I mean? Just a little bit of everything.
Okay. And who would you describe as your influences?
Musically?
Yeah.
Man. I would say a cross between, like, J. Dilla and Dr. Dre. You know what I mean? Outkast was a big influence on my music when they first dropped. The whole West Coast at its peak, at its prime. You know, anything from 93, 94, 95, 96. I mean, Tupac, B.I.G., Big L. Oh, man, it's so much. I'm influenced by a whole lot of music, man. I listen to a lot of stuff, everything from jazz to classical music. You know what I mean? I listen to everything. A little bit of Hancock, you know, I mean, Billie Holiday, Jimi Hendrix, whatever. White Stripes, anything that's fresh.
Yeah. And what? Go ahead.
I listen to all that, man. And, you know what I mean? I really think I do that because I try to keep my sound so diverse to where I don't really like people being able to hear a track of mine and be like, damn, that's day one right there. I really like people to come at me and be like, oh, damn, you did that? I didn't even know you did that beat. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? To me, that makes me feel better because it's like I'm not keeping myself in a box sounding the same on every track or having a signature sound.
Okay. And what made you want to become a producer initially?
Man, tell you the truth, starting back when I was young, I was actually a rapper first, you know what I mean? I was an MC at first, and I started getting into making beats. I started making beats because I couldn't find producers around my area or nearby me that could make beats the way I would hear them in my head, you know what I mean? Like, and so I would go to the studio paying for studio time, and the producers that they would have there just wouldn't fit with what I was trying to do, so... You know, I started asking questions like, what do I got to do in order to make my own music? You know what I mean? To make my own beats and this and that. And you know what I mean? It pretty much took from there because I couldn't find nobody that could make a sound the way I could hear it or make the beat sound the way I could hear it. Like, I would try to explain it to them and they couldn't just get it. So I ended up begging my mom one year for like a drum machine. Mom bought me the drum machine, bought me a keyboard, and it was over. It was over from then.
Okay. And which producers in the game are you personally feeling right now?
I got a couple personal favorites, man. Right now, my personal favorite's gonna probably be Khalil. I think DJ Khalil right now is like one of my favorites. Like, that cat's killing. That means, man, he's ill. Black Milk is dope. Young RJ is incredible. It's a lot of cats out here on the West Coast that's doing their thing, man. That I really look up to and. Although we look at each other as equals, you know what I mean? I still hear their music and still get inspired. Like, oh, I gotta go home and make some beats. Like, you know what I mean? 1500, THX, that cat is dope. Terrace Martin is ill. Focus from Aftermath, that dude is always killing. You know what I mean? Jay Hen is dope. Them joints. My homie Diverse. You know, Diverse always keeps me on my toes. You know what I mean? Because we always think like we always pretty much have a similar sound. So we're always like, yeah, man. Like, we're always like. Trying to do the best shit ever, and that keeps me on my toes because I'm out here diverse shit like, damn, I gotta go home and make some beats, you know what I mean? And like vice versa, and like when me and Diverse get together and make beats, they're always like super stupid, like super smashed. King Karnov is dope. Black Milk, it's a lot of fresh dope producers that I look up to, man. It's an awful lot. 1500, none, Coors, Dame Taylor, it's a lot of dope cats, man, you know what I mean? Everybody, and if people don't know them people's names, they need to find a way to get a hold to hear their music. I'm pretty sure all the people got MySpace pages.
Okay.
Man, on some other shit, I think Khalil's killing. Khalil and you know, I've been hearing little stuff here and there that Dre been doing too, but I can't, you know what I mean? Because other cats ain't really hearing it. But that dude is, I mean, he's a man. I mean, Dre always got. I mean, the stuff he gave Stat right now to me is like bananas. That shit.
Oh, here we go with something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's killing.
That shit was hard.
Yeah, that shit was dope.
Definitely.
That's just on a whole nother level, man. That shit's killing. Man, it's, like, I'm going to feel bad because I'll end up leaving out people that I really like. You know what I mean? Like, when it comes to, like, mentioning people, like, that's dope. Like, there's too many dope people out here. A lot of dope people. I'm glad the West Coast is getting its shine back, though. Like it should be. That's how I feel.
Okay.
I just feel it's about time for that. You know what I mean?
And,
you know, I don't want to interrupt. You know.
No, it's all good. How heavy is the pressure to adjust to what's hot on the radio right now?
You know, it's kind of hard because it kind of makes artists and producers try to compromise their sounds. You know what I mean? I tried to stay away from the snap as much as I could for so long, and say, Drew, I never even did a snap beat, but. At that point, that's all a lot of producers, I mean, a lot of artists. artists were coming to you asking for as a producer, like, oh, you know, I need some kind of crazy, you know what I mean? And it's like, the stuff on the radio, I really just don't be feeling it like that. Like, it may be two or three records that are on the radio that are cool to me, but other than that, a lot of the stuff I can't even really stomach to listen to, because I just don't feel it's music at its best, that's all. So, when you gotta compromise your sound, you know what I mean, and make your sound different than what you're normally used to, and not to even say that some people's stuff ain't hot, or that it is, but sometimes the radio makes you compromise your sound and what you would normally do as an artist.
Right.
And that's why you get a lot of artists that come in being one-hit wonders, because they try to adapt to something that they wouldn't normally do and did that and couldn't come with nothing else. So I just try to stay away from that as much as possible. Like, I try to really, like, stay in my own zone and listen to what I like. You know what I mean? Like, if I listen to the radio too long, man, no lie, I'll get depressed. I'll listen to the radio and start being like, damn, am I not tight? Is it me, or is it like, or is this what people really want to hear? And I'll ask people that don't even do music, and they'll be like, "That's, I don't know why the radio keep playing that same record." Like, they just programming us. But I try to stay away from that as much as possible. I just listen to stuff that gets me inspired. You know, I'll throw on Stevie Wonder or something, listen to that, and then I'll feel like making music. But if I listen to the radio, I'm probably not going to feel like making beats.
I hear you.
So I just try to stay away from that as much as possible.
And are there any artists that you'd like to see yourself working with in the near future that you haven't worked with yet?
That I haven't worked with yet? I mean, it's a lot of people I deal with. I want to see what it sounds like if me and Crooked did something.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think I would like to see me and Crooked Eye get on something. That might be kind of dope. I mean... Yeah, man, it's a lot of people on some real shit. I'll do a record with Yolanda Adams, like, you know, like, really, like, because I don't want to put myself in a certain kind of box where I'm stuck in this parameter of just me doing, you know what I mean, me doing the same kind of music. Me and Mike Knight might do something. You never know, you know what I mean? It's a lot of dope people. Yeah.
Okay.
No one in particular, though. But, like, if anyone likes what I'm doing and wants to get a bar of it or whatever, we can get together. That's nothing. It's easy.
And if you were... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
If you were to produce an entire album for an artist, who would you pick and why?
But I mean, I've... Okay, aside from what I've done before, like, aside of what I've done already...
Yeah.
If I had to pick one artist to do a whole album with, who would it be and why? It would probably be Andre 3000. I want to do a whole rap record on Andre.
Okay.
Why? Just because people wouldn't expect that.
How would it sound?
Oh, man, incredible. Are you serious? He's a beast. I'm a monster. You know what I mean? It'd be Halloween, trick or treat all day, the whole record, the whole album. Nah, just because I think that'd be kind of fresh. You know what I mean? Like, I think that'd be really dope.
Okay.
And aside from him being like one of my favorite rappers of all time. I mean him. I do a record with Slick Rick right now.
Definitely.
I had a choice. Yeah, of course.
And which projects can we expect to hear Day One production on in like 2007-2008? That's in the works right now.
2007-2008. Look for me on. I mean, of course, look for me on that Hot Box. Me and Noni Spitz gonna end up doing a record. Me and Noni Spitz about to do a record. I'm going to be rapping and producing the record. The group is going to be called No One. The No from out of Noni's name and the one from out of Day One.
Oh, okay.
Look for that. They can look for that real soon. I'm trying to just depict the sound, like what kind of sound we're going to go with for the record, but that's going to be pretty amusing. It's going to be pretty fresh. You can catch me on Butch Cassidy's solo record. We're cutting records for that right now. We're pretty much mixing records for that right now. So look for that. I got Butch Cassidy's first single.
What's it called?
It's called All I See.
Okay.
It's called All I See. Featuring Snoop. So big Snoop Dogg on it. You're gonna hear me on Damani's record, hopefully within the near future. Me and Damani got like two records, him and David Banner I did one with. And the other song, oh, you've heard the record, The Cookie.
I heard it.
That is.
I don't think we're gonna let everybody know what's up with that yet. They gonna hear about it later.
Okay. Let them hear that on their own. What else? The Caltrate record. I'm on a Caltrate record, rapping and producing. So folks get a bar that. Hey, that Caltrate record is coming out so incredibly. Like, it's so dope. Like, I don't even want to really put too much on it, but I'm gonna just say it's hot. In my opinion. You know what I mean? My opinion is gonna be a real great record. Like, this record here, like, it's not even a mixtape or nothing. I can't even call it that because I don't even see it. It's an album. It's a well put together album. Like, and it's gonna show a lot of diversity and mixing up a lot of artists together at one time, which is gonna be real crazy.
When can we expect that record?
The Caltrate record. Hopefully, if all time goes well, I can't depict, you know what I mean, the right time, because it depends on, because we're dealing with two artists at the same time who are doing two other projects and traveling the country.
Right.
At aside for that, you're dealing with other artists and their tour schedules coming in to get on the records and do their parts or send back their vocals, all of that. So we're about like 75-80% done. So within a few months, I'll give it a few months.
Okay.
And like, I don't want to say precisely, you know, because I don't know for sure. I can't pinpoint a date, but within a very, very near future, it's going to be coming soon. Y'all be sure and check out that mouth music, because that's dope. I'll be on that Blue Division mixtape that Glasses is on right now. Me and Quiz just got a record, I think, just dropped online.
Yeah.
That's going to be pretty dope. Me and the homie Young Dub from South Central, we're doing some records. We're cutting some songs. Me and the Block Boys are working right now. Man, what else is going on? It's just so much music. Me and Kenny Kingpin got this smash, man. We got a smash right now. I don't even want to say too much. I think Rock is working on some new stuff. You can catch me on Maestro's album. You know, I'm all over the place, man. I got my hands in it.
Okay.
Dirty. You know what I mean? I believe Lil Bam is doing like a DVD for Long Beach. I think I got some work on that. Little stuff here and there.
Okay.
Maybe I got some TV stuff coming up too. So, you know, just look for me. I'll keep your ears open.
All right. And how can people contact you to work with you?
People can always genuinely like hit my MySpace. It's MySpace/120day1. People can always like hit me there. Send me a message, send me a comment or whatever, send me a note. You know, that's like the best way to reach me right now is my MySpace connect.
Okay.
That's like the best way to hit me.
All right, man. I think we covered pretty much everything. Is there anything else that you'd like to let right now?
Look out for that Sir Jinx project, the Game Warden. That's coming soon. You know what I mean? My big homie Jinx is doing his thing, and that shit sounds incredible. Sounds crazy. Check out for the homie Young Eastwood. You know what I mean? The homie TriStar doing his thizzle. Man, you know, keep God first, and, you know, don't ever give up your dream, man. That's some real talk right there.